Harold Kushner is considered one of our most trusted spiritual advisors. His new book is The Book of Job, When Bad Things Happened to a Good Person. It is an illuminating guide to that most fascinating of biblical texts, the Book of Job, and what it can teach us about living in a troubled world. It is a great pleasure to welcome Harold Kushner to the program. Thank you very much for being with us. It's always a delight to have you here.
Thank you for the interest. I'm very happy to talk to anybody who's interested in my ideas.
What brought you to this particular subject, this particular text?
Combination of three things. First, the issue of what is God's role when innocent people suffer and don't deserve it is still a pressing issue for so many people. I'm not a full-time rabbi anymore, but I do talk to enough people, officiate enough services, and this is what's on their mind. Secondly, there is a profound, challenging answer, if not an answer, at least a treatment of this question in the Bible, in the Book of Job, but nobody reads it. It is an impossible book to read. People read the first chapter, and they think that they've got the essence of the book, and they don't realize that there's a 40-chapter poem that comes after that, which is in essence a refutation of the first chapter. The first chapter says that God has his reasons, even if they're not reasons we can understand. It tells the story of God having a wager with Satan. Let's take this perfectly wonderful person, make him suffer miserably, and see if he'll give up on his faith. It's a terrible story. Who would want to read a book like that? Who would want to worship a God like that? So a lot of people get turned off by the first chapter, and they don't understand. There is this fabulous discussion that comes right after that by an anonymous author who took that awful fable and turned it inside out. And the third reason is the book is so densely written and in such rich vocabulary, you really have to be an expert to understand it. So what I've tried to do, and I've spent my whole life living with the Book of Job, I try to take a chapter by chapter and put it into words that the average reader can understand. It's a fabulous argument. The author makes good cases for both sides, defending God and challenging God. It's an intellectual pleasure to read as well as a spiritual gift.
In a nutshell for people, how would you describe the story of what is being told?
Start with the ancient fable. There was this wonderfully pious man who did everything right and nothing wrong. And then one day his world collapsed. His cattle were stolen. His children die in an accident. He comes down with a horrible disease. Three friends come and try and console him. And this is where the book diverges from the original fable. In the Book of Job in the Bible, Job challenges God. He says, I wish I were dead. I wish this never happened to me. Why is God doing this to me? And the friends try and give him answers, and he rebuts all of their answers. This goes back and forth for the whole book. And then at the end, God appears. But God appears not to answer Job's question, but essentially to say, I'll ask the questions around here. Young man, where were you when I made the world? A lot of people read the end and they think, well, that's the answer. God says there is an answer to why good people suffer, but you wouldn't understand it. I think it's a little bit more than that, and that's what I try to say at the last chapter of the book.
But that really is one of those ultimate questions, isn't it, of what kind of God allows such horrible things to happen to good people?
That is the question. It's the question I'm asking more than anything else, not only because I wrote a book about it 30 years ago, but because anybody who has any sense of religion and suffers, anybody who has a sense of essential fairness that this world ought to treat good people better and sees what happens to a lot of good people, you've got to ask this question. And the Book of Job in the Bible is both a defense of the traditional God and, I think more excitingly, a different way to look at God. A God who says, when I made the world, I had to allow for a certain amount of unfairness, because I couldn't have the kind of world I wanted without it. I had to create people free to choose between doing good and doing harm in the knowledge that a certain percentage of them would choose to do harm and innocent victims would suffer. I had to create a world in which the erotic drive, the id, would lead some people to form close, fruitful marriages and raise children, and other people would cause them to to rape and to molest children. But this is the kind of world I wanted. And Job has to accept. The answer is not there's a reason for everything that happens. The answer that I find in Job is when unfair things happen, God's role is to say, I didn't cause it, I didn't want it, I will be with you to help you find your way through it.
You talk in the book and touch on this about what we can and what we cannot control. And that feeling of being out of control or not having control over a situation can be very challenging for many of us.
Oh, yes. I think one of the most uncomfortable situations people ever find themselves in is to be out of control. I think the basic cause of fear and anger, you know, there's a lot of anger out there in the world. You listen to talk radio, not your station. I'm sure you get a pretty reasonable audience, but talk radio around here in Boston, people are just so fed up. I think it's because a lot of them are stuck in traffic jams when they're calling. They're angry. And the reason they're angry is that they're afraid of the future, and anger is the way in which men handle their fear. They don't have a sense of controlling events. And the book of Job is partly about what are the parts of lives you can control, what are the parts of your life that you simply have to live with, hope for the best, and assure yourself God is on your side. If life knocks you down, God is there to pick you up. I was invited to speak in New Orleans on the first anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. I spoke in the largest church that was still standing in New Orleans. I said to the people, you want to know why God let this happen to your city, why the flood came and almost destroyed a major American metropolis? I can give you the answer in six words. God is moral. Nature is not moral. Nature does not respect laws of deserving and undeserving. God's role is not to protect good people from harm. We should have realized a long time ago he doesn't do that. God's role is to give good people the strength and the resilience to be able to overcome that. I said to the people of New Orleans, where was God when the hurricane hit? God was the force that inspired your neighbors to go out on their rowboats and rescue you from your rooftops. God is the one who moved all those college students to spend their spring break mopping the streets of New Orleans instead of partying on a beach in Fort Lauderdale. God does not control events. God makes sure that we are not left abandoned when events unfairly strike us.
Which often goes against what we think of an all-powerful God.
Yes. This is what has puzzled me for some time. Where did we ever get the idea that power was the ultimate good, and God is to be worshipped because he has more power than any other entity? Why do we worship power? Why don't we worship goodness? Why don't we worship charitableness? Why don't we worship faithfulness and commitment to truth? These are values. Carl Jung, the psychoanalyst, had an interesting take on that. He said it was never God's idea to be all-powerful. We felt the need for an all-powerful God. We wanted to believe that somebody had the power to make things turn out better. But God says it was never my idea to be all-powerful. I'm here to help you do things. I'm not going to control it for you. I'm not going to clean up your mess.
The name of the book is The Book of Job, When Bad Things Happened to a Good Person. It is published by Schocken Books. Rabbi Harold Kushner, it's a great pleasure, as always, to have you on the program. I thank you very much for sharing your thoughts and expertise with us.
Thanks for calling. I enjoyed talking to you.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Again, the name of the book is The Book of Job, When Bad Things Happen to a Good Person. It's published by Schocken. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.